If you look at verse 16, you will see that the word helper is capitalized. Now, this is one of those places where the translator deserves some extra credit. You see, the original Greek word is the word parakleton. Parakleton. That comes from two words. The root word is the verb kaleo, and that means I call. The prefix para means alongside or next to. A parakleton is someone whose calling is to be beside you, to stand with you. Parakleton is the origin of the word paraclete in the hymn. A paraclete is someone whose calling is to be beside you. Now, if you're in a court of law, the one who is beside you is your lawyer. He stands beside you. In this context, your lawyer is your paraclete. If you are deep in grief, the one who is beside you is a comforter. In this context, the comforter is your paraclete. If you're struggling with a project, the one who is beside you and helps you with the project, this is your paraclete. But if you find yourself stranded in an empty parking lot at 2 a.m. in the morning or on a bitter cold winter morning, the one who will get out of the comfort of a warm, cozy bed to give your a battery a jump is your paraclete. If you are on a battlefield, the one who throws the helmet on a grenade and then falls on the helmet is your paraclete. If you're wounded in battle, the medic is your paraclete. If you're mortally wounded in battle, the one who stays with you so that you don't die alone is your paraclete. So you can see that that word paraclete is very full and very powerful word. So what does the translator do when he comes across the word parakleton? And the editor in charge of the translation informs him that most people who read this do not know what the word paraclete means. Well, the poor translator must study the context and then decide. Does he translate this as helper, advocate, intercessor, counselor, comforter, or any of the other words that might fit in this context? It can be a real challenge. But now that you know what the word paraclete means, we can put it where it belongs in our text. Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another paraclete to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you." Jesus went on to say, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live." Jesus was speaking of the next few days. Later that evening, Judas would lead a detachment of guards from the temple to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. In less than 24 hours, Jesus would die on the cross. He would no longer be with the disciples as he was before, but the eternal paraclete would dwell with them and in them, as even as they grieved the death of their Lord Jesus. This is but one way that the Holy Spirit would be their paraclete. Later on, Jesus would tell them another way in which the Holy Spirit would be their paraclete. In verse 26, Jesus will promise, "The paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to your remembrance all that I have said to you." This is Jesus' promise that when the disciples bear witness to their time with Jesus, when they tell others, the Holy Spirit will watch over the things they say, and He will improve their memories so that their words will be accurate and authoritative. This is one of the verses that gives us confidence that the writings of the apostles are indeed the inspired word of God. So Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to the disciples, and He promises Him to us as well. Nevertheless, there's still a little detail that's important in the words that Jesus used. He did not say, "I will ask the Father and He will give you the Paraclete to be with you forever." No, He said, "I will ask the Father and He will give you another Paraclete to be with you forever." To say that the Holy Spirit is another Paraclete means that there is more than one Paraclete. Jesus Himself is the first Paraclete that the Father sent. He is the Paraclete who came to save us from sin by becoming a servant who sacrificed His own life on the cross. Earlier in the sermon, I described a soldier who threw himself on a grenade as a Paraclete to his comrades. Jesus is even greater Paraclete than this. A grenade brings death here in time, but sin leads to death in eternity. And Jesus is the one who put Himself between you and the eternal death of sin by living a perfect, innocent life and then allowing men to attach Him to a cross. By His death, He became our Paraclete who rescues us from sin and death and the power of the devil. He has given us assurance that He is our Paraclete by rising again from the dead. God the Father has called Jesus to our side to be our Paraclete, to rescue and protect us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. On the other hand, neither you nor I could know anything about Jesus as our Paraclete or believe in Him unless it were offered to us and granted to our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the good news, the gospel. That's why it's so important for the Father to give us another Paraclete. It's important for the Spirit of truth to dwell with you and to be in you. For it is the Holy Spirit who has called you by the gospel and enlightened you with His gifts. He calls you by the words of this gospel when you hear it and when you read it. He calls you by the wet gospel of holy baptism when the water is combined with that powerful, life-giving word of God according to Christ's command. He places the gospel into your mouth as you receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus when you eat the bread and drink of the cup of the Lord's holy meal. The first Paraclete, Jesus Christ Himself, purchased and won us from sin, death, and the power of the devil with His holy, precious blood and His innocent suffering and death. And He gives us the promise of life forever in heaven with His resurrection from the dead. The other Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, offers this forgiveness, life, and salvation to us through the preaching of the gospel. It is this other Paraclete who gives us faith to believe and receive the gifts that the first Paraclete, Jesus Christ, one for us. These two Paracletes work together. They transform us from disciples of the world to disciples of Jesus. Now, not everyone is excited about this. Jesus said the world cannot receive the Spirit of truth because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. By nature, all people are born into this world as aliens. Even before we are born, we are enemies of God. We have no desire to know God. And as long as we are part of this sinful world, we neither hear nor see the Paraclete. But it is as if he does not even exist. When the disciples of the world saw Jesus die on the cross, they celebrated. They thought, well, that's the end for this troublemaker. And they saw him no more. But we who believe in Jesus Christ know better. As Jesus said in today's gospel, yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. After his resurrection, Jesus never appeared to unbelievers. He appeared only to those who believed in him. The world can no longer see Jesus, for it is spiritually blind. We who have the other Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, know the real presence of Jesus, not only in the sacraments, but in the rest of his divine service and in our day-to-day lives as well. We are not left as spiritual orphans because Jesus is always with us. Today's gospel tells you the blessings that you receive from that other Paraclete, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit offers to us the blessings that Jesus has earned for us by his suffering, death, resurrection. The Holy Spirit offers forgiveness, life, and salvation to us through faith in Jesus Christ. Through this faith, God adopts us into his family, and we become brothers and sisters of Jesus and children of our Heavenly Father. God is with us in this life, and when life is over, he will take us to our eternal home because he has forgiven us all our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.